Have you ever had one of those days when you felt irritable, overly tired, or had difficulty dealing with your regular daily routine and you were unsure why you felt that way? More often than not, we can determine what is contributing to our changes in mood. Maybe your car didn't turn on in the morning, or you have a very hectic day ahead and you have a lot on your plate. It makes sense that you would feel particularly irritated during those times. However, there are also times when it is hard to point at what is contributing or causing your distress. This can be incredibly frustrating. When this happens, it can be helpful to take a step back and tune in to what you are feeling and what your emotions are trying to tell you. We are humans and we will always have emotions. So it is a very complex situation. Sometimes you love your emotions, sometimes you don't, and there are days when you don't even understand what you're feeling and why you're reacting in a particular manner. Emotions is all about the heart, and when we think of acting intelligently towards our emotions, we involve our brain. You might ask me that dil ki baat mein dimag ka kya kaam hai? So why do you use the word intelligent to connect with your emotions? Emotions are contagious. You catch emotions. Just imagine that you're with someone who is very fidgety, and soon you also tend to become fidgety, just like the person you are with. When you're walking and you cross someone and they smile at you, you will definitely take a moment, but you will pass back that smile. So all the more reason to handle our emotions with care. Emotions are your response to a stimulus that comes from your environment. They are associated with a mood, a temperament. So if we stay in an emotion for a long time, wo hamari personality ka part ban jata hai. For instance, if you meet someone and that person is always sulking, you make that part of the personality trait of that person. Or a statement like, oh, she had a difficult childhood, so she is a little bitter. What we have done here is we have added baggage to our emotions. We are carrying forward the traumatic childhood to our present. We are carrying the baggage of our emotions, which we do not need to carry. So listening to your emotions is vital. Emotions seek to serve and empower us to explore the world safely and help us find meaning in our life. They give us the direction that we need to know where we are going. But many of us aren't very familiar with listening to our emotions. Hame bachpan mein sikhaya hi nahi hai that how important emotions are, and that we were always taught that chodo, jaane do, don't pay so much attention to this or that. So maybe somewhere in this process we've convinced ourselves that our emotions are inconvenient or useless. Here I'd like to use an analogy and say that emotions are like a tailor-made internal GPS. They help us navigate our way through life's journey. And the key to become familiar with the system is to respond in a timely manner and name your emotions. Emotions are the signposts that we need to pay attention to. Fear signals danger and the need for safety. Loneliness signals isolation and the need for connection and some comfort. Sadness signals loss and the need to process and readjust to things. Anger signals the need to set a boundary against something that's threatening you. When you go to a beach, a wave comes to you and then it goes back. The wave will not create a block around you. It will always go back. Emotion is just like a wave at the beach. It will come and it will go in 90 seconds. Yes, 90 seconds. And what do with that wave? We hold that wave for a long, long time and don't let it go. हम पकड़ लेते हैं उस इमोशन को, अच्छा हो बुरा हो छोड़ते ही नहीं है. एंड देन दैट रिजल्ट्स इन कैरिंग द इमोशनल बैगेज विद अस इन द लेटर स्टेजेस ऑफ आवर लाइफ. इमोशंस अलर्ट अस टू इवेंट्स दैट माइट रिक्वायर रिएक्शंस टू सेफगार्ड समथिंग दैट वी ट्रूली केयर अबाउट. You don't have to mindlessly obey all your emotions, but it is definitely helpful to accept that they are there and trust that they usually have a message for you. It might be that you need time to get to terms with something or that you need some support. And research shows that the intensity of emotions is reduced significantly just when you simply put a name on what you're feeling. Emotions seem to get stronger the more you fight them. Deciding you are bad will only increase your discomfort in the likelihood that you will act in ways that aren't effective. When you feel hurt, sad, scared, or angry, then anger can be a reaction to all other emotions that you were feeling. And that also anger is a strong emotion and that will overpower your sadness or your feeling of hurt or that you're scared. For instance, imagine that you had a lot of technical glitches while you were working from home, as everything today is online. And at the end of the day, no one asks you that how were you doing and how was your day. You notice you feel a pit in your stomach, but you tell yourself, stop being silly and selfish, and you push yourself to move forward. But when you move ahead with the day, then you see that at night the dinner isn't ready, you yell, can't you even get the dinner ready on time? And the evening goes downhill from there. Feel your feelings. Don't deny them or push them away. Validate how heavy the weight is that you've been carrying, the baggage that you've been carrying, and how hard it is for you to face those strong feelings. And find ways that will soothe you and calm you down and make you feel happy. Find your happy place. Do a brain dump. Grab a piece of paper and pen, set a timer for a specific time, and write everything that comes to your mind related to your feelings, whether small or big. Even the simplest act of expressing our most difficult feelings and thoughts helps us to soften them. And this is important because it means that we are less likely to have unresolved feelings in the future. That means no unresolved feelings and no emotional baggage. Another very important thing is, talk to someone you trust and you know that person will make you feel better and will not judge you, no matter what you tell them. To gain better control over your emotions, there are two things that I'd like to talk about. First, as I also mentioned earlier, label your emotions. Before you can change how you feel, acknowledge what you're experiencing right now. Are you nervous? Do you feel disappointed? Are you happy? Or are you sad? Label your emotion. Label what you're feeling. The second would be, reframe your thoughts. Your emotions affect the way you perceive events. If you're feeling anxious and you get an email from your boss saying that she wants to see you right now, you might assume that you're going to get fired. If, however, you're feeling happy, when you get the same email, your first thought might be that you're going to be promoted or congratulated for a job that you did well. To end this podcast, I'd like to say, amplify your positive emotions and minimize the negative emotions and see what a change that will bring in your life and the way you deal with your emotions. Let's all promise ourselves to be a more intelligent person, but emotionally. Let's use words that will help us deal with our emotions in a better way. For instance, we often say that my mother is paranoid because in the times of COVID, whereas she's just concerned for you. Use the correct word. I'm feeling sad, so you might tend to say I'm depressed. Depression is going for therapy. Use the correct word. Intelligence comes when you talk about emotions. The intelligence means you're labeling your emotions correctly. So again, in the end, I'd say amplify the positive emotions and minimize the negative emotions.